I can hear it, you know. If I stop the ear, I couldn't hear not nothing.
You were born with your ear like that, weren't you?
No, I had a rise in my head and stuff that ear like that.
The rising?
Mm-hmm. That's what they said. That's what they said. That just the rising. That one other one had the same thing. She was a white lady, but they cut her ear off. Mm-hmm. But she said they were gonna sew it back on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ain't letting nobody cut it off me. Letting God gonna cut it off. You cutting up off me. Mm-hmm. I ain't bored about it.
Shout out.
I fell up there on Wilson. I knew I was hurt. Two young men picking up and back there. So are you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. I fell on a Thursday. I come on, so I know I ain't going to no doctor. I got a flag on, look at my own. I was so hesitant once I knew something said, good. I went to Benson and hope it's in my life to be treated. And I went after the attorney and Lucy said, I couldn't deliver the system like this. Now you got to come back. Yeah. I said, all right, I'm coming back. I told anybody, she said, you can't deliver this. I said, no. So why don't you go back and say, I'm going to have a fist in November because we hit you. I went to November. I said, yeah, this fist. She flew. She ain't hit me that left hand fist. So I couldn't even shut his hand up like that. And around about in November, I fell in May.
Uh-huh.
And the last year in November, I've been rubbing the place. See, God can do everything. And
uh-huh.
I go to God every day. Yes, sir.
Do you ever go to a Pentecostal church?
Who?
You know what a Pentecostal church is? A holiness church? Do you ever
That's one of my sons. He's in the holiness church. He's the one who walked by and told me, if I didn't come and join that church and I die, I was going to hell. I said, I'm going to hell. I said, if I die, I'm going to hell. Everybody in this world is going to hell. You got your own. You can't say, that little big guy. I'm going up here and I am. I don't care if nobody in this world. I know where I'm going. Because you know, I go to God for I get it. A man come out and say, I know he was a robber. He knocked on my door. I don't know where he said, I just checked the door. He said, good morning. I said, good morning. You know, a real black woman, a lot of bumps in her face. He's just looking right at me. I see the gun in his right hand. I said, no, I don't know. But I was talking to God. He said, he looked at me and looked at me. That's why he went on down the back. He guarded me. He wasn't going to rob me. God, because I always tell God, no, I'm going to buy my house with him. And so again, I come to my house just like I left it. I'm going across the rest. She lives in there, right there, number four. I come, her door was open. I call. I said, Glenn. She's white. Glenn's white. Lady. Nobody left. No, I went downstairs and told a friend of hers about it, and she called, and I met her coming this way. I said, nobody has broken your house, man. She said, that's what the street comes from. I'm going to think still. I said, yes, and they sure have. And then stole all my money, all my new things I bought, my radio, my TV, and stole all my clothes, my new clothes, and everything. And stole everything. And she called the police. So the police, I had gone to the Southern police to come back, while I was coming in. He said, wait. You live right there? I said, yes, I live right there. And he didn't break your house. I said, can't nobody in this world break my house. Nobody. So I'm going to buy the house with God. I said, God let nobody come out. They ain't listening. I let them in there. And they ain't, you know, God ain't going to let, and you see what you're trying to do right? God ain't going to let nothing in the world. But I had guns, though. I'm going to throw guns on me. They ain't gone. I'm still here.
Police was going to police on got me that day. I was coming off of work to grab me. I said, Sad. Yes, I prayed for him. He said, I was, said, why you working, boy? I told him, Glad that he's a white. He said, that's my name, son, Robert. That's my name, son. He said, he don't know that he worked out of town. He's going to hell. He don't know that he don't know my name. He's working, man. And, you know, I'm praying for you all of them. Then he said, well, you better be glad that she knew you. She hasn't knew you. You was going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you, Ms.
Gladys, for what
you've
done for me.
And
she moved from there. It's been about 7 or 8 months ago.
Uh-huh.
She moved out
there with us. Yeah, it's a broken house. Gladys left out of there. I was about to stay right there. Then God told me to go. God didn't go. I'm going. Let her just get up and go home with
her, you know. The young hoodlums out here breaking these old people's houses.
They said, well, this is under the law. We know the law. They can't do you no kind of way.
Her house would have done broken, but you can't make her believe it. If I wasn't staying up here with her, they'd know that it's some man up here, you know. And say he may have
nobody come up here. You wouldn't nobody come up here. You know the law.
They have some kind of weapon to hurt them with.
No, can't nobody come up here. God ain't going to let them.
That bus every morning around by 9 something. They was